This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a safe bet we're all paying a lot more attention to vaccine development than at any time, probably since the 1950s and polio. And there are oh so many questions. What company or companies are going to develop one first and when? Who gets it first? And once it's ready for mass distribution, is the infrastructure going to be there to get it where it needs to go? At this point, that last point is unclear, as Marketplace's Erica Barris explains.
Creating a new vaccine has its own scientific challenges. Then come the logistics. Catherine Baker, a health economist at the University of Chicago.
The different vaccines that are under development have different storage needs and different infrastructure needs.
Like medical freezers that cost thousands of dollars.
A negative 80 degree freezer is not the kind of freezer you buy at Home Depot.
There may be shortages of those freezers, as well as vials and special syringes, and who knows what else. George's Benjamin is a director of the American Public Health Association.
We could theoretically, just as we did with testing supplies, run into some problems of having enough vaccine, but not enough of the injection material to actually put the shots in the arms.
And even if the supplies are there, trained personnel is needed.
The people that are going to have to give the vaccination are the same people that are involved in managing the testing, contact tracing.
But health departments are cash strapped, and money to administer the vaccine may not come in until the vaccine arrives. Lori Tremel Freeman with the National Association of County and City Health Officials says if the funds are available earlier,
we could be preparing by already ramping up workforce.
Money could help with that vaccine prep, but there's still uncertainty about exactly what to get. Umair Shah runs Harris County Public Health Department. That's where Houston is.
We may have to return something or be stuck holding the bag, if you will, because we have a product that is not useful.
So local health authorities are waiting. And in the meantime, responding to the pandemic. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
David Brancaccio and the crew on The Morning Report have been doing a deep, deep dive on this, who gets the vaccine and how they're going to get it. You can listen in the mornings, of course, or you can check it out online, marketplace.org.